The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Did you guys catch Chidi's big break before us?
Yeah.
Were you listening to Wild?
Well, I didn't have my headphones on.
Why, Graham? You never have your headphones on when it is the most...
What was I supposed to be tuned in for?
To Chidi.
The show didn't start till like... I know. Just like about 30 seconds ago.
I know that. But before this, Chidi was like doing her own show up here.
Chidi got her own show?
Yeah. Yes.
Since when?
Since when, Chidi?
Since today.
Oh, today was day one. How did it go? What's the time slot? What guests did you bring on? What did you talk about?
Oh, my gosh. It was
how many calls did you get?
So much.
It what was prizes like, were you giving away?
A lot of prizes.
Really?
Just kidding, no. it was just for like an hour. Like, our boss was nice enough to let me practice a little bit.
Wow.
Like 5 to 6. So, yeah, I'm so tired right
now. Is it going to be every single day you'll be on from 5 to 6?
No, Tuesdays and Thursdays. So not every day yet.
We need to come up with the name. Is it just the Chidi Show?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And I didn't have my headphones on. So I don't know for sure. But I didn't hear like some big, next, it's the JV Show.
I did.
No,
like,
yes, join the best, the best in the Bay, Graham, Selena, and Jess. You know,
right.
The number one morning show in the Bay Area. I didn't hear much of that.
So this is her show could be like the pregame, the pre-party. It's got to be something. It's building.
Yeah.
It's building towards something.
Greatness. What do you think?
Yeah,
I can like I'll Chidi's. Think about it. Yeah, Chidi's
pre-game warm up for the JV. I don't know.
We're gonna need to work
on
that.
I'm too tired right now.
Yeah, you live. I mean, completely out of the Bay Area in Fairfield. So how long did it take? When did you get here? Like, when did you get up?
Is Fairfield in a different time zone? What time is it there right now? Because when you cross over into the Bay Area, then do you lose an hour or do you gain an hour?
We need to know.
No Fairfield slander, but no.
What's the weather like over there?
Oh my gosh. it was, I woke up at like 3 a.m., got here at like 4:20.
That's like Graham's every day. He's like, I don't feel bad.
I will say though, there's no traffic. It was great, but it's just so early. I'm usually asleep to like, 4:30.
That's sleeping in. That sounds nice.
Well, I'm glad you came in here. I think that's really cool that you're going to have a little cheaty time slot before the JV show.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you have this morning?
You guys, it's National Day of Encouragement.
Woo!
So I thought we could go around the room and we could all say something encouraging to one another. Like we were just encouraging Chidi to chase her dreams and, dominate her.
Totally crush it.
Yeah, totally crush it in her pregame show, building up to the, the real show, which is us. But, we're encouraging. So I thought, let's go around and we'll each say something encouraging to each other. I will start.
Fine.
Selena?
What?
I think you can brush your teeth back to being a little whiter if you start now and stick
you.
With a plan
you
to
know
do
what,
it.
Graham? That shirt is your color. You should totally wear more hideous bright blues.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Anybody else have something encouraging that they'd like to say to one another? Because I have others, if you'd like.
I'm like scared of saying one because I'm scared of what'll come back at me.
It will.
Chidi?
It's going to come at you anyways. You might as well get one in.
Graham, I think you can do something about those lanky arms.
Ooh.
Wow, the shade.
What, but like so what? Can I because my arms are noodle.
Encourage me.
You have like some fitness goals. I know you can meet them.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. Actual encouragement. Wow.
Yeah, thank you. Chidi, here's one for you. You can get your bowels working regularly if like you stick to a plan. And I know that's something you've always dreamed of because
I have constipation.
Yeah, but have you tried oatmeal?
Why don't we get her like an oatmeal endorsement?
Yeah. Or like some fiber.
Yeah.
Oatmeal helps with that?
That's what my fiber.
Yeah,
kid's
fiber
babysitter
in there.
Said.
We could do it, Jess. I think you can finish that painting of LeBron James that nobody asked for that you're doing for no reason. That's totally pointless because why do we need a picture of LeBron? But I think you could do it
you
and
can't finish,
finish
it.
It. Yes, you've been said you yesterday.
No one
you've
will
been
like it, but I can finish it.
Good. I don't know, but you could get it done.
Uh huh. We'll throw it straight in the recycle bin here. Anybody else? I found that very encouraging.
It is very encouraging.
Yeah, that was good.
Definitely.
That was helpful.
Really quick, can we talk about this Elon Musk biography that's coming out? Now, it's not an autobiography, so it's not like he's writing about himself.
Right.
It has a separate author, but this author went and talked to people in his life. We're going to talk more about it at 7:55 because apparently Amber Heard revealed some spicy details in the bedroom about Elon, and it's stuff I could have lived without knowing.
Now I want to know.
That's at 7:55, Graham.
Dang it.
Grimes, his other ex, this is the one that they have three children together with, and the latest we just found out is named Techno Mechanicus.
Awesome name. Powerful.
She's saying that Elon was so clueless as she was like having these kids that he sent a picture of her going through a C-section to friends. And she felt like it was a complete violation of privacy in such an intimate moment. Yes, it is. But wouldn't you rather that than like the other kind of childbirth?
Yeah. I think either one, though.
Do you remember?
I couldn't look at the C-section part when my wife was going through it.
You didn't watch?
No.
What? This is the miracle of birth, and you totally just turned your head?
It was an emergency C-section. What was I supposed to?
You still look at the baby coming out and going, wah, wah.
No, you don't. I had to stay on the other side of the sheet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, do they even let you look?
I didn't get the option to look at that direction.
Really?
Yeah, because one of my cousins recently had a C-section, and they didn't let her man look.
Well, when I was having my C-section, my man was invited to go to the other side to like do something. Oh, it was after the baby was born. You guys are right. You can't watch the baby when they're doing all that stuff.
Right.
But when they went to go wash him off or whatever, they took my man to the other side of like the curtain. You know, they have the little curtain up so the mom can't see anything. So he walks over to the other side and he sees me as they're like putting me back together and he's snapping all these pictures. He sent one to JV, remember?
Oh my God.
I think they let me walk to the other side when
but you didn't look.
Something, you know, the baby was out or something, but I wasn't looking back that way.
Anyway, my man took hella pictures and he was sending them to everybody, but I didn't feel that like violated the way Grimes is explaining in this book. Had it been the other way to give birth, then I would have been like, whoa, what are you doing? I don't want anybody seeing
that.
Nor would they want to see it.
When AJ was taking pictures, were you like splayed open? Was there still like a, were you opened up still? Or are we talking about? So he was sending pictures of your open C-section hole?
It wasn't up close. Can you call it that?
Yes. Well, that's what it is.
It wasn't up close. You could like barely see, but if you like zoom in, zoom, 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 you can see a tiny
bit. Did you want to see it?
I didn't know he was taking pictures. Oh, yeah. After. Yeah, of course I want to see that.
Ooh.
I love stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Selena's a total sicko.
Yeah, I really am.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You're listening to Chitty in the Morning. Chitty in the Morning at Wild 94.9.
Yeah, Chitty got a new little time slot right before the JV Show.
How do you like that as an intro, Chitty?
That's actually pretty good.
Oh, I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
Chitty. Yeah. When is it again?
5 to 6, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Love that for you. And then I do expect a bigger JV Show buildup. You know, as it gets closer to 6 a.m., that would be great. But people are loving you before the JV Show, Chidi. Here's a talk back.
Good morning, everybody. This is Tracy from San Mateo. Ooh. This is about Chidi coming in for her show. I have a name for it. Chop It Up with Chidi.
Did she ride off on a horse at the end of that? I heard like a clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop. Can we hear that again?
That was definitely a horse galloping off into the distance.
I love that.
She leaving a talk back from while riding horseback? That was good. What do you think of the name, Chidi?
Yeah, chop it up with Chidi.
Like that, too.
Chidi. And there goes Snickers the horse.
Oh, that's such a cute name. Oh, cute. Little Snickers.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a woman who sparked quite the debate on Reddit. Because, well, let me just lay out her situation, right? So she goes to work every day, hardworking woman. She says she has a colleague, though, who is a bit on the stinky side. Oh. And
I got one of those.
Uh-oh. We're all looking at Jess over here like, Jess.
Uh-huh. Me?
Uh-huh. So this colleague of hers, very stinky. She said that she smells like, mixed with wet mop. Mixed with something else that I cannot say.
It's not a good combo.
Can't say here. But she said the odor coming from this person is so overwhelming to the point that she feels legit sick. Like it makes her nauseous. She's already really sensitive to bad smells as it is. And she wants to know if she could complain to HR over this, or is this like something that you don't really complain about? What would you guys do?
Complain. I'm writing
that
email.
If you have to sit next to this person, she's in the next cubicle over.
Yeah, if it's close proximity and it's that bad, you said it smells like wet mop mixed with Dookie, mixed with what was the last thing?
I can't say.
We'll just like hint around it.
I'll text it to you guys.
Okay. And if it is that bad and you're in that kind of close range, my nose has some rights, doesn't it? I mean, you're infringing on my nose rights.
But can you complain about somebody's...
I'd feel bad.
Whoops, or smells like...
I would also feel bad for myself if I have to like be smelling it every single day, but...
I don't think you can complain about somebody's looks because, like...
Oh, no.
But you can complain about their... Oh, come on.
I told you. We're not...
It smelled like that, too?
Oh, yeah.
Mixed with the mop? Yes. Mixed with the number
two
key?
Yeah, she said all of...
It's very... It's oddly specific.
Combined.
Yeah, that's a very specific smell.
Seafood?
Come on. Easy.
Let's just say that just to so people get how disgusting this person smells. I don't care. I'm complaining. Anonymously.
Yeah, anonymously.
Yeah, I'm saying something, though.
And hopefully the HR person says it in a nice way.
Oh, I don't care how they say it. It's not me doing it. So as long as they know to say something.
I would not want to be an HR manager. Do you imagine having to deal with situations like that? It's like...
Everyone hates you?
Everyone... Well... You just offended a lot of HR managers.
I'm sorry.
They're listening right now.
Because,
they're like, well, everyone hates us.
You have to deal with the tough situations and come at people about certain things. Nobody likes the HR person.
I mean, you get into a job where you think you're managing adults, and then you realize that adult problems are just as petty and stupid as kid problems.
Yeah,
and
you're
that
just is
like,
true.
The reason we're called this meeting today is because
you
somebody
smell
stinks.
Like a mop.
Somebody smells like dirty mop. And you're all going to walk up here, and I'm going to smell you individually, figure out who it is.
Okay,
there's
but
been a lot of complaints.
How awkward if it's just you two working at the front desk of that office and they know you're the one that complained.
Then you cannot say anything.
Maybe you can give them like a gift basket of like, you know, like
Bath and Body Works.
That doesn't work.
Old Spice.
You got to take things into your own hands and you just go to work with like Vicks in your nostrils.
Yeah.
Or a face mask. Or both.
Yeah.
No, face mask, do not. I talked to my waxer. She says she wears masks sometimes, and that does not keep the smell out from certain people.
Oh, the smell permeates right through. Yeah.
Dang.
You've got to mask the odor with something else.
Jess, lay out your situation.
Okay.
Let's discuss.
Here's another debate that's going on. This was on TikTok. So a man recorded a video. He's showing this letter that was left on his car. The letter says, "Please do not park in front of our house. Thank you." So he explains that, you know, he was visiting a friend that lived on that street. He parked in front of some random house because, you know, it's public parking. So he knocks on the door because he's like, "Why would you leave this note on my car?" Things kind of escalate from there because the owners of the house are yelling at him saying, "You shouldn't be parking here. This is our property." And he's kind of like, "Look, this is public parking. This is literally like right next to a sidewalk. I can park here if I want. And matter of fact, I'm going to come and park here like every day if I want to." And things just kind of get like a little bit out of hand. The owners want to call the cops.
Do you guys remember when this happened to me?
Yeah.
Really?
Like I had moved into a new neighborhood and people were parked right in front of our house.
Oh.
And so we parked across the street and that person got so mad. She came over to my, like knocked at my door with her 8 kids and was like yelling at my man.
Wait, what?
And I'm like, "Oh, this is a public street." And so she like would not let us park there. She threatened. She's like, "Well, the next time I have a party, I'm going to make them all park in front of your house." And like, we didn't want any beef. So we're like, okay. So we had to like go ask the neighbors to like move their car so we can park there. So this...
It's ridiculous.
I almost called her stupid, but I'm sure she's a lovely lady. Just so she could have her little spot in front of her house.
Did she ever have a party?
No. And then I was mad when she would
have. Her bluff.
She did all that just for whenever she had guests. Like they didn't. They were oblivious to the fact of, you know, that we didn't like each other. They would park in front of our house, and did we say anything? No, because it's a public street.
Yeah, it's a street.
Who gives a fart?
Like if I'm driving and I'm about to meet like a friend or something, I'm not looking at, "Oh, who does this parking spot belong to?" Unless there's something there that says Or unless I'm like trying to park in their driveway or something. Yeah. But
street spots belong to the street. They don't belong to anybody.
They belong to the streets, just like Chidi.
People are very territorial.
She's not denying it.
I heard no objection there. It is a little weird though when you pull on your street and like there's parking spots all over and the person has chosen the spot right in front of your house. You're like, what? Why? And then you're like, what's the street? They can park wherever they want. But sometimes it is a little strange. You're like, why? With all the open spots, why did you smack dab right in front of my house? But
you can't say anything.
Fair game. Yeah. It's fair game. Park wherever you want.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Let me bring on AJ real quick. Hey, babe.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a slight issue with you.
Uh-oh. We might need some suspenseful music or something like this. This sounds serious.
Do you have suspenseful music?
Yeah, somewhere. It's over here. It's on the shelf over here somewhere. I got to find it. It's
okay.
Over here. Yeah, it's right around here. Oh, you hear it is.
Babe. You've been a great man, fiance, future husband up until
you went on this bachelor party and we know what you did.
No, it's not that.
Oh, it's
up
not
until 2 minutes ago. I'm on Instagram, right?
And we saw what you did on your bachelor party.
It's not that. I do what every girl does. You go to your page and you look at pictures of yourself. And
of course.
Is that what every girl does?
Yes.
Really?
And then I'm going through the comments to, obviously, you want to read all the compliments people are giving you.
Oh, praise me,
also
everybody.
Also, whatever it is, encouragement day today.
And I didn't see one from you, babe. Ooh. Why didn't you comment on my bachelorette party pictures?
Uh-oh.
I mean, I'm commenting on stuff.
Oh, but...
AJ.
I tell it to your face.
Well, you do. You say it to my face, but I need everyone to see the praise. I know, but it's different when everyone else can read it too.
Yeah. And a simple slay, bachelorette queen,
slay
would have sufficed.
Or I can't wait to marry you, mi amor, or something like that.
Yeah.
No?
I'm the luckiest guy in the world. Look at me.
Yeah.
Something.
Wow. Okay.
But other than that, everything is perfect, and I love you
everything
so
else
much.
Is great. Except what you did on your bachelor party.
No!
It's
not
that.
Just admit it. It's not that.
Play the footage.
But you know, he did like the pictures.
Go look now. I just commented.
Ooh, what did he say?
Everyone's running through their phones.
That's a good man right there. That's a good man. All the ladies have their phones up there so fast. Like, I'm already there.
Car eyes emojis. Thank you, babe.
You see? You're welcome.
No words? Right.
Now
no,
the
two pictures.
I'll take the emoji. Oh, yeah. Make sure you comment on both posts, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, while you're there, can you scroll back and comment on the last 1,000 of your posts? I noticed you commented on those. So.
All right, babe. That's it. I know you're busy working. All right. I love you.
All right. Well, you too. Yeah, okay. Have a good day, y'all.
You too. Bye.
That's a good man right there.
Yeah. He is a good man.
You got yourself a good
guy. He's the best.
Except what he did on his bachelor party. I know it. Come on. Give me some. Tell me the stories. Come on. Something.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So it costs how much to make Cardi B's new video? By the way, have you guys seen it?
No.
Not yet.
She's got a new song and video out with Megan Thee Stallion. It's called Bongos. You can see it at thejvshow.com. It does look really expensive, but she was talking to Angela Yee over in New York, and she revealed that making this music video cost $2 million. And a lot of people are like, I didn't even know people or artists would invest this much money in videos anymore.
Oh, yeah, or still made them at all.
You know, back in the day, it made sense when you had the video countdown shows and everyone's talking and focusing on the video. But now, but it costs $2 million. And Angela was asking her, like, well, what exactly? Obviously, the visuals are insane, but what costs so much when making a music video.
So Malibu, it always have paparazzis and everything.
Oh, let me just explain really quick. She wanted to do this in another country, like in the Caribbean or somewhere, but because of the hurricanes that were happening, they were forced to do it here in the United States, in Malibu. And she says, you know, these places crawling with paparazzi.
So we hired about, like, what, 20 guards, 15 guards, mm-hmm. like, just guarding the whole area. And we did geofencing. That is just, like, everything, like, is around that area. Like, if somebody take a picture.
Do you guys know what geofencing is?
Nope.
Yeah.
So Jess and Chidi and everyone listening, geofencing creates like a perimeter around a certain area. So when there's any cellular activity detected, it'll like send an alert. Like if you post anything to social media or whatever, that way they can keep this music video set like under wraps. She said that was really, really expensive.
We also did things like do videos, like we hear the song out loud. Mm-hmm. We did these things like with our ears that like we will hear the song playing in our ears only.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they're called earwigs.
Okay. So everybody on the set had an earwig in their ear just to keep from the music playing out loud so nobody would hear this single before it came out. And she said all these little things that people don't even like take into account. It costs a lot of money. So it's not just the visuals and stuff, but $2 million is insane. Are you watching the video, Grant?
There's a lot of twerking in this video.
I should have warned you.
Here.
By the way, I'm going to tell your wife.
Yeah, I don't think I'm allowed to watch this
video. You're not.
And are they allowed to? Why are they allowed to show some of this stuff?
Why not?
Have you gotten to about, I don't know, say the 1 minute, like 28 second mark of this video?
What's wrong with it?
Where is it?
I saw somebody's
string.
No, I didn't see that, but...
That seems to be a thing these days. I don't know.
Yeah. Somebody's backdoor area was...
Woo!
That would be Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, it was kind of a close-up shot.
All right, so Abby Lee Miller under fire for saying she's attracted to high school football players.
Oh, yeah, and so did Jess, said the same thing.
That's what I heard.
You guys, this is so cringe. So Abby Lee Miller is the lady from Dance Moms, and she was on a podcast, and they were talking about this movie, All the Right Moves. It has Tom Cruise in it. It's hella old. It's from like 1983. Let's just play the podcast clip. Oh my God, I cannot talk this morning. Because she tried to clear it up afterwards. But first, here's what was getting her canceled yesterday.
That's the best movie ever.
With him in it?
Oh my God, yes. All the Right Moves. He's a high school football player.
Ooh.
That's my downfall. I like the high school football players. I still like them.
I like the coaches.
Not one that used to be in high school, but one that is. Yes.
So she had to clarify she likes a guy that's still in high school. Ugh. Not one that used to be. And everyone's like, offense, but you're like a little too old for them.
Just slightly.
Just a little, just a tad. So as she's getting all this backlash, she tried to clean it up afterwards. You guys, let me know what you think of her trying to provide some clarification. This is what she posted.
Just to set the record straight. I do like those hot, athletic, muscular types of guys. The jocks. I always have and I always will. And they should also have a business, a bank account, success and passion in their own right. Now, if you saw the movie, All the Right Moves, starring Tom Cruise playing a high school football star, then you will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Did my email just go off? Yeah.
Anything, sorry important? About that.
No, nothing important. Okay. Spam.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think she could have drew a much bigger line. Like, hey, I don't like kids. She was kind of like trying to be funny. I don't think this is something to be funny about.
No. I also think if she met this, what she's saying, like in the second part when she tried to clear it up, then she would have said
like
that
an
earlier.
Older guy acting. Even if you say, hey, I like Tom Cruise acting like an underage guy. That's still very, why would you admit that?
Yeah. It's a little weird.
It's very weird.
And for her to clarify, like, oh, no, I like for them to still be.
Or to at least look like it. Like, the whole thing is very weird.
Yep.
Yeah, she didn't do a great.
No.
She put her foot in her mouth.
Yes.
On both occasions.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So, girl dinners, I think everyone knows by now. Jess, you're the one that actually told us about this. They were going viral on TikTok where girls would just kind of show what they eat, you know, for dinner when it's not a complete meal. And it's like a couple olives or, I don't know, little fruit. Yeah, maybe a couple crackers and cheese and just a little thing you throw together. Yeah. Yeah. It's a girl dinner.
Yeah, okay.
Well, apparently boy dinners are a thing too, and this is what is happening on TikTok now. Boys are showing their dinner, and it's meant to show like a... I almost almost think it's more of like a joke sometimes, but I don't know. I feel like guys really do eat like this. It's kind of stereotypical. A lot of frozen food, chips, absolutely nothing healthy. No vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
You know, no fruit, just a lot of meat, hot dogs, things like that. Graham, what would your boy dinner be?
You know, in my younger single days, I ate a lot of boy dinners. There were a lot of boy dinners. Because when you're cooking for one, making sides, I mean, I think that goes falls in the same category as girl dinners. Like, you're going to make yourself a salad and then another thing and another thing, like, to fill a whole plate. Like, it's a lot. And then you end up having all this leftover food. Like, I'm going to make this kind of vegetable and thing. Like, what? It's going to be all this waste. It's going to be all left over. Plus, it's doing too much. So what I used to do is a lot of tuna melts, you know, because, you know, that's an easy one. You know, you just get that.
The can?
Canned tuna and a slice of cheddar and a piece of bread or a bagel or something. Boom, pop that in the oven. Gourmet meal right there. It's all in one, you know. It fills you up. I don't need any sides with that, you know. I don't need a full plate of stuff. Or I take like some ground turkey. Used to have that George Foreman grill. Remember that thing? And I used to throw some ground turkey on there, sizzle it, and just squirt some ketchup on it. Boom.
Ew,
boy dinner.
So
done.
Gross.
Eat it. You know, it's like, it's all about efficiency, being able to get it done quick. But you also got to be able to fill yourself up. Boy dinners, we're hungry. Guys, we are hungry.
Like,
I need a lot of food.
Using an appliance like a George Foreman grill, I feel like that's doing more than most boys do.
That's true.
Looking at the boy dinner. A lot of it's microwaved.
Yeah, but the Foreman grill was the same amount of effort. You just plugged it in, and then you just closed the lid, and boom, it was done. It wasn't like flipping something in a pan.
That was
the easiest thing to cook on in the world.
Right.
Whatever happened to my old Foreman grill? Kate probably threw it away.
Are those still a thing?
I'm sure. I bet you there are people right now. Leave us a talk back. You cooked something on your George Foreman grill yesterday.
No way.
I bet you there's somebody in the Bay Area that cooked on their Foreman grill yesterday. I bet you.
My man, his boy dinner is just Hot Pockets. I think it's the only thing he knows how to make.
Microwave for 30 seconds?
I swear to God, like if he would starve or if there was no DoorDash, he would starve.
My boyfriend does a lot of like rotisserie chickens. Like he'll pick those up or something.
The
one that's already made.
But but no veggies, none of that.
Right. It's just bread and meat.
I used to make some frozen vegetables in college from time to time. You know,
you did?
Yeah, but you just microwave them.
But like you did that willingly? Like you would eat, like your ma's not there to try to make you eat your vegetables. Your ma. So you would really pick up a bag of like frozen veggies and eat it?
Yeah, but I like vegetables.
Weird.
Like, you get a bag of frozen peas. I love peas.
What?
And
really?
You just, boom, throw them in a bowl, a little splash of water, microwave 45 seconds, boom, you're done.
You just ate a bowl of peas?
Next thing you know, you're eating peas.
Peas nuts! All right.
I don't think you can say that.
Oh, sorry. What do you have, Graham?
So, this grandmother in Utah, you guys, listen to this. She says there is an overwhelming response to her story on TikTok because she accidentally swallowed one of her AirPods. And it's currently inside of her. And she says the TikTok community is enthralled with her bowels right now. They want to know. They are in her bowels
right now.
They want to know what's in there.
I'm very impressed Granny even has AirPods.
Well, she says she's borrowing her husband's AirPod Pros. I don't know if she... her own set was out, but yeah, Granny, she's 52, so let's not say she's
okay. Well, you say grandma, I think like 80s.
Yeah, but she is a grandma.
Okay.
Oh,
she's a grandma, but she's 52, and she says she was out for a walk one day, and she ran into somebody she knew, and they were just chatting away, and she was so enthralled with the conversation that when she went to go take her vitamins, I guess maybe she brings her vitamins with her on a walk. That's what grannies do.
Yes.
And she went to take her vitamins, and she slugged them down with some water, and she's like, man, these things are really... really getting stuck here. I'm having trouble swallowing this one. So she says she guzzled some more water to get it to drop down, and that's when she looked into her hand and realized she still had her vitamins in one hand, but one of her AirPods.
Oh my
God. She had swallowed that. Now they tested to see, you're all wondering, is it still working in there?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it is.
She was not able to hear any music playing from it, but when they did click the where's my AirPods thing, it said, they're here. They're right here.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was responding.
It's still connected.
Yes, it was still connecting to that signal. It was responding to that, but she said she couldn't hear any sounds from it. It's probably because she's a granny. You know, her hearing's not so good.
Maybe she's only 52.
Oh, right. Anyways, she said the medical advice that she got from people she knows, I don't know if she went to an actual doctor, but she knows some doctors, they said you just got to let it pass naturally. So she said she's standing by, gloves ready, waiting
to catch it,
to retrieve it.
Do you ever use it again?
That's what I wanted to ask you guys. I thought, one, it sounds dangerous to let this thing just pass because it's got a battery in it. And if you're going to eat a regular battery, you're probably going to die, right? But I guess somebody commented that the battery in there is encased and they thought it was going to be fine to let this thing pass. I'd be nervous about having a battery inside of me in my system. I'd be very concerned about that. But let's just say, would you guys, one, ever wear it again? And two, could you be ready, gloves ready, of course, to find this thing? Because you need to know. You need to know if it it passed the other side or not.
No.
No, I'm just flushing it.
You're going to not even check and just flush?
I don't need it.
But how will you know then that it's not stuck inside of you somewhere?
I do need to know that it's out.
Yes.
Ooh.
So you're going to have to do some sorting.
Not with my hand.
With gloves.
Well, no, but you can buy some sort of pokey thing to...
Describe the thing that you're buying.
You have to take it out.
Well, like a fork?
Yeah.
No,
Describe the pokey thing you went to the store to buy. Excuse me, do you guys have any pokey things that I can use to sort through a dookie? Because I'm looking for my AirPod that I accidentally swallowed that I thought was a vitamin. Do you guys have anything at the store that would work for that?
Anything but my hands, I would not use.
I would
use
be
my
more
hands.
Concerned about the shape of the AirPod.
What do you mean?
Oh, like going through everything.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a little hooky, you know?
Yeah, like, I can get... like caught on something.
Yeah.
There was a doctor that said it's good thing you didn't swallow both of them because I guess there's a magnet in there and then they would stick together.
God.
And then now it's even harder for that thing to get through the twists and turns of your intestines.
Okay, so we'll be on standby and you let us know when that thing passes the granny, okay?
Oh, there it is.
That was faster than I expected.
Just popped out. Great. You know, grannies, they have a lot of fiber in their diet.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I want to get back to the quest for Jess. We got to start issuing these every single week. Jess is new to the Bay. You know, there's a lot of things she hasn't done. So this week we're sending her out on a BART ride. And because Ed Sheeran is going to be in town, we want you to, you know, do something on BART, a performance, if you will.
I know.
But the theme has to be Ed. And you said yesterday after the show, you're like, I'm going to do a musical performance.
Well, yeah.
I
can't wait for that.
I mean, if I did a dance, it would have to be a very slow dance. Because I feel like he has a lot of, like, slower music.
Yeah,
you definitely. Like, more romantic.
Have you practiced at all what you're going to do?
I have not. I did order a tiny... Because I can't just go in there performing without, like, a musical instrument, right?
Right, right.
So I ordered a tiny little ukulele. How do you say it? Ukulele? Or ukulele?
Ukulele.
Okay, ukulele. I ordered one of those. It's like a little kid's ukulele.
Aww.
Haven't gotten it yet, but... Hopefully I get it in time.
Love it. Before we get to fast food workers here getting a raise, a much needed raise, we have a talk back.
Hello, JV Show. My name is Camilla. Can you guys give my dad a shout out? Because it's my dad's birthday. He is turning 48. I would love it if he would get a shout out. Thank you. Also, we love you guys. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Happy 48th birthday, Dad.
Yay. Thank you.
Did she say Dad's name in there?
No, she did not.
Okay, so happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday.
48.
Woo-hoo. All right, let's talk about this raise.
This is a pretty big deal for fast food workers in California. I guess things were headed towards like a ballot initiative this next November, but the labor union that represents California fast food workers and the fast food industry, they've announced they've reached their own deal so far, and that is to get minimum wage for fast food workers starting next year. They're going to get a $5 per hour raise, bringing them to $20 minimum wage per hour for all California fast food workers. That's any chain that has 60 locations nationwide. So basically all your big players, everyone working there is going to be making $20 an hour. Well, how do you guys, and just for reference, California's current minimum wage for all industries, $15.50. So they're going to be making above California minimum wage to $20. That's not a bad deal. Should we be getting some side hustles at T-Bell?
I call In-N-Out.
Free cheesy gordita crunches.
I want to work at In-N-Out.
Plus the $20.
In-N-Out is too much going on over there.
What do you mean?
I love it, but the lines are always long. I'll be stressing.
Yeah, and I don't like the stupid paper hats. They always try to give them to me in the drive-thru because they really? See I have kids. Like, you want some hats? I'm like, sure, and they won't even wear them.
That's a good point. Yeah, if you're picking the place, if everybody's making $20 an hour, do you want to work at In-N-Out where you're just like, you're in the weeds back there in the kitchen, you're slammed constantly, or you slide over to like a Carl's Jr. or maybe a BK.
Hey, don't throw shade at BK or Carl's Jr.
And dude, you're kicking back just scrolling your Instagram, right?
No. I don't think I've ever seen a person in the Carl's Jr. drive-thru.
You're over there, you know, Arby's, despite the fact that they have the meat. But you're just like, you could be just kicking it, right?
Yeah. I would work at Arby's.
But in and out, you get the free food.
That's
perks. And for some reason, I feel like the customers at In-N-Out are probably a lot nicer than at any other place for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. I just feel like
explain.
I don't know.
Like that viral video the other week of like the Raiders and Niners fans beating each other up in the In-N-Out, like nice like that? Or
yeah, you know.
Just like generally more polite.
Bringing people together.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get Christine back on the phones. Hi, Christine.
Hi, how are you?
We are doing wonderful. How are you doing?
We are so excited. We've been pulled over. We're on our way to drop off the kids to school. We play this game every morning.
Fun! Are you any good at it?
We actually get like 3 out of 4, sometimes 4 out of 4 almost every day.
Okay.
Nicely done. Okay. That's more than just Selena and Chidi combined.
Now, when you say we, who are you with?
We'll see.
Who are you with, Christine?
I'm with Logan and Riley, my 2 little kids. We're on the way to school.
Hi, kids. All right. So you know how this works. Get 3 out of 4 correct and you win.
Tickets to see Kali Uchis live at Oakland Arena.
Yep. All right. Here's question number 1. The mascot for Duke University is the blue blank. The blue what?
Oh.
No cussing, Mom. Okay. That was a close one. Ooh. Giving Selena a heart attack over here.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, my gosh. The mascot for Duke?
Yeah, the blue. Guys. Everyone knows they're the blue.
The blue? What? The what? Bird? No, it's not a bird. Oh, my. The blue devil?
Yes! Got it!
There you go. The blue devil. All right, that was a tough one to start. All right, another sports question. Well, sports related here. A common penalty in the NFL is for having too many men on the field. How many players is a team allowed to have on the field for a play?
For football. Oh my gosh, you're really testing us today. How many men are allowed on the field? For football. Or basketball.
They always throw that flag. Too many men on the field.
Mm-hmm. Careful you don't run out of time.
Take a guess.
Yeah, throw out a number. 12? 10.
Oh. Nope. Oh, you're so close. 11.
11
is the number of players you can have on the field at any time.
All right, question number 3. Because of the chocolate candy company that was founded there, what city in Pennsylvania has the nickname the sweetest place on earth?
Man, you're really testing us.
Think about that chocolate candy company.
Mm-hmm. They make all the candy bars.
It's a town named
the chocolate
after
bars.
Nestle?
Oh, my God, no. Hershey.
Oh, my God.
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. I heard the whole town smells like chocolate.
Ooh, nice.
All right, question number 4. You got to think about this one for a second. How many bends are there in a standard paperclip? Selena's drawn it in the air.
How many bends are in a paperclip, you guys?
You gotta draw it out. Jess has got the most confused look on her face. Like,
Christine,
I have
I'm waiting for an answer.
Christine, do you know the answer?
I don't. I mean, I'm guessing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Nope.
It's 3.
Oh, my God.
3 bends. Around, then around, then around again.
Hey, no, not you guys. Graham came up with the questions. If you want to be mad at anyone, be mad at Graham.
That's true. I will.
Or your kids.
The blame.
They didn't know the answers.
Yeah, I'm mad at them also.
Oh, so rude. That was really hard.
Why do you even have kids if they can't win you Kali Uchis tickets?
Seriously.
I mean, come on.
Seriously.
Just leave them on the side of the road. God. Don't even bring them to school. No.
Christine,
so
we really,
rude, right?
We really enjoyed
it. What do we do for these guys?
We really had fun talking and playing this game with you. I'm going to put you on hold, though. Maybe you can squeeze some tickets out of Chidi, okay?
All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a great
You're
day.
Welcome. You too. You too. Hang on.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We have a birthday shout out from Twitter.
Yes, from Stephosaurus. She said, good morning, JV Show familia. Can I please get a birthday shout out this morning? I'm 33 today.
Woo!
I hope you guys
you never reveal a woman's age.
No.
She said it.
I know, but can you? No, I'm saying her. Like, she should not be revealing her age, right?
I blame Jess. Like, okay? Even if she revealed
right.
it,
it's
you know, Jess,
if she revealed it on
you're a woman. Women supporting women.
If she revealed it on X, hey, there's nothing wrong with it. She's proud to be 33, and congrats. And happy birthday. She said,
congratulations on being 33.
Congrats, you made it.
She said, I hope you guys have an amazing and blessed day. From Stephosaurus and Little Miss Amada or Amada?
Amada.
Who gives a fart?
About the birthday,
you,
not about Little Miss Amada.
Happy birthday. We also have a talk back here.
Good morning, JV Show. It's your girl, Ruby. Just wanted to shout out Austy Boo.
Who gives a fart?
Today,
who gives a fart?
I know her personally. I could do that.
Yeah. Today is our 10-year anniversary. Oh, you know, just a little decade. Nothing crazy. Thank you for helping me bring our greatest blessing into this world, our son, Giovanni. I can't wait to celebrate us tonight and hopefully welcome baby number 2 next year.
Oh, my God.
I love you. Okay, bye.
What?
First of all, first thing.
Who gives a fart?
Uh-huh. But secondly, does that mean they are... Baby number 2
is going to be conceived.
Is that happening tonight on the anniversary?
I think that's what she meant.
Or maybe it's already cooking.
No, I think that's going to happen tonight.
Okay.
That's what I got out of
all
that.
All right. Good luck. Whoa. Good luck. Yeah. Here's to baby number 2 tonight. 10-year anniversary.
Yep. And here is today's hottest trending.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, first things first, the MTV VMAs are tonight, if anyone gives a fart. So Nicki Minaj, she is performing and she's going to be emceeing. I thought that was interesting. Like, she didn't use the word host. She said MC, but I'm assuming it's like the same thing. But I don't know why they're trying to like steer clear of the host word. Now to Amber Heard revealing spicy bedroom details about Elon Musk. So this is more from Elon's new biography. The author, it's not from him, it's from an author who talked to a bunch of people close to Elon, one of them being his ex, Amber Heard. And Amber explains that they met in 2013, didn't get together until 2017. So Elon actually flew all the way to Australia to visit her while she was on the set of Aquaman. And Elon, you know, because he's kind of nerdy, was like, hey, you remind me of this video game character from Overwatch. Her name's Mercy. So Amber, because she's kind of nerdy too, was like so flattered that he compared her to this video game character that she went out, got the costume, and surprised him with some role play.
All right.
Do you want to see what this video game character looks like? Then go to the
jvshow.com.
Yes, let's see.
This is
like she got the full on costume.
Was she wearing the body armor and like the wings
and stuff? Yeah, I hope so.
It looks very uncomfortable.
It does. Then did she keep it on the whole time?
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it too.
Yeah. But it's like a very robotic kind of exoskeleton costume on this person.
Bit,
that's a lot.
Yeah.
That'd be seems like difficult.
You know,
to pull
I never
off.
Really stopped to consider, you know, what Elon Musk would be into, but this is it. This is exactly, I guess, what
it
I would
makes
imagine.
Sense. Yeah.
Right. Amy Schumer is being accused of cyberbullying Nicole Kidman. Now, this is something else you can see at thejvshow.com. They were at the U.S. Open and some pictures came out of Nicole sitting, I guess, kind of awkwardly. Like she has, you know, her legs crossed and she's got one hand under her chin and the other one is like on the other side of her elbow. It's a weird way to sit. Yes, but Amy Schumer decided to post that picture of Nicole Kidman, and she said, this is how humans sit, like implying that she looks kind of like robotic or not human. And people came for Amy like, why are you cyberbullying her? You just must be miserable and insecure. So Amy Schumer ended up deleting that post And she wrote this. She said, I want to apologize to all the people I hurt posting a photo of Nicole Kidman and alluding to her being an alien. I will be asking the cast of That 70s Show to write letters advocating for my forgiveness. Hashtag taking time to heal.
Oh, nice. My God. That's a good response. Thank you. I appreciate her not actually like caving on this one and issuing an actual real apology. Who cares? We're allowed to poke fun at people.
But do you think it was maybe insensitive of her to also
of
poke
the alien
fun?
Community?
No, not that. To poke fun at the Danny Masterson stuff that's going on. Because I don't know if people came for her over that, but she ended up deleting that one too.
Oh my gosh.
I think we're a lot. We made fun of Ashton and Mila yesterday on this show for their like weird apology video for writing a letter to somebody who just got convicted of something horrible. They should get ripped for that, right? She's a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
people are overreacting.
Yeah, I feel like it's getting tougher and tougher for them to just say their jokes.
It was fine when we all laughed at how Nicole Kidman clapped a few years ago at the Academy Awards with her fingers out all weird. And we're like, this is so...
Maybe she is a robot.
But I also kind of feel...
Everybody roasted her for that. And we all had a good laugh.
But I also kind of feel if you are the celebrity, knowing that you're going to get called out for it, should you still be doing it? And if you are, if you are going to still do it, then don't delete the post. Then keep it up.
Yeah.
I just don't get, like, you can't poke fun at that, like,
you're
how
right.
somebody's sitting at a game. It's not a joke about like their weight or about their look, you know, like physical characteristics that somebody can't change. I mean, those things you'd be more hurtful, but like just because they're sitting awkwardly, you can't even make a joke about that.
No, I agree that people are overreacting and it's so stupid to be mad at Amy for insinuating Nicole Kidman's an alien, because clearly she's not.
Well, based on the way she claps, she is. I've never seen anybody clap like that.
That was hilarious.
And that became like a meme. It still is a meme. You can still find that one and use it.
I think it's different when it's us trolling her versus another celebrity, though.
Why?
Because people are going to come for the celebrity. They're not going to come for us the same way.
They must.
So it's like, if you're a celebrity and you care, then don't do it. If you don't care, then do it, but leave it up. Don't backtrack
leave
and try
it
to
up.
Post
I,
it.
I wouldn't have.
Or try to delete
it
I mean.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I just think the amount of like apologies that we're going to be seeing
over everything.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. Graham, what do you have?
All right, take a moment and say your goodbyes to Aaron Rodgers and his season with
that.
The New York Jets after a massive offseason trade to get him. Rodgers made his Jets season debut last night on Monday Night Football against the Bills. Everybody excited, but he only lasted 4 snaps of the game, and his season is likely over. He was sacked by a Bills player. Didn't look like anything out of the ordinary, but after limping to the sidelines, he had to be carted to the locker room. The team believes he tore his Achilles tendon. We're not going to know for sure until MRI sometime today. If he did tear it, that's a season-ending injury. And at 39 years old, coming back from an injury like that, not an easy one to play at a high professional level. Of course, he could continue to play, but it's a long recovery, and most guys at that age, you never come back quite the same. Not that he's like some fast runner or sprinter or something.
But that's one that can get re-injured really easily, though, right?
It's still going to affect your game. The Jets went on to win that game, by the way, with their backup quarterback who had to come in, right, again, only 4 snaps into the game. They won by way of overtime touchdown off a punt return. Actually, exciting finish to the game. I watched it, but I was like, where is Aaron Rodgers? Because I missed the start of the game. Oh, yeah. He's
had
done.
To be wheeled off. Yeah. Yes. All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. So, you know, everyone wants to become an influencer these days.
Oh, yeah.
That's like literally career goals right there. Mm-hmm. If you're not a YouTuber influencer, what are you even doing with your life?
Doctor, lawyer, police officer, firefighter. I haven't heard those mentioned
astronaut.
One time at career day.
Nope.
Influencer.
Yeah, so the Better Business Bureau, though, they're actually issuing a warning to younger people who want to get into the influencer biz, because apparently there's a lot of scamming going on. Mm-hmm. Scammers be scamming, and a lot of these businesses that are reaching out to people like, hey, do you want to work with us and be a collaborator and do this and that? They're not really... They're scamming a lot of people.
They're not legit.
So this warning is going out to mostly like high schoolers and to college people who are looking to spend some extra money, because those are the people that are getting like bamboozled, because they're like, hey, I can make $50 a post or whatever it is just for wearing these sunglasses. And it seems like a really good deal. But the BBB, the Better Business Bureau, they're saying typically what they see is someone receives an unsolicited message, and I think we've all probably gotten like a million of those. Someone representing a brand or an organization, and they're going to ask you if you want to collab on a post, and they're going to pay you.
Yeah.
Seems like a like an easy enough good deal. But what a lot of people are experiencing then when they accept this offer is that they're being forced to pay for the product, and the BBB is like, that's a red flag right there. If they're asking for money, do not fall for that. They're just taking your money. A lot of them are like, okay, well, we just need you to model this, and but they're making them buy the product that a lot of times doesn't even come. Or what these businesses, using air quotes, will do is like, okay, well, we just need you to pass a background check, and that's going to be $60 or whatever. And so they're sending over the money for their own background check that doesn't lead to anything. They're just out here taking people's money. I know.
That's a tricky little scam there.
Yeah. So what they're saying, just if you do receive a message like this, they're just saying just look into whatever that brand or company or organization is. Just do your research first. See if it's legit. Because there are legit ones, but a lot of them just out here trying to
This is how I figure out if it's a scam or not. Because I get good amount of these on Instagram. And generally they're like, we've reviewed your Instagram profile.
It's always and that. They we always like say, what we see.
We like what we see. And we love your fashion style. And you'd be perfect. And that's how I know. I'm like, nah, ain't nobody ever said they like my fashion style. That's how I know you're lying. You did look at my profile. You don't actually like it. This thing's a scam.
They're always like,
we love your fashion.
We love your content.
Profile.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? The pictures of my kids? Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly. It's just that they send out hundreds of thousands of these same emails to people, and they're just trying to get you to advertise their stuff for basically for free.
And I get so many for like adult products.
Really?
You do.
And I'm like, yes. And that's how I know they're sending it to everyone, because they're like, hey,
they don't send those to me.
Really? I'm not getting those.
Just me?
Yep. Yeah.
I get like offended. They're like, we love your content. Think you'd be a perfect fit.
Oh my gosh.
Promote this rose or whatever it is.
I get like jewelry and stuff.
Yeah,
I get that too. But I get a lot of sexy
ones. I get all kinds of wholesome things. Serena, wow. Maybe the algorithm is spotting something.
No, because then again, I'm like, why when I'm just posting videos of my kids? Oh.
Oh, they're like, she makes a lot of kids. So she must be doing something.
By the way, a lot of content creators are coming under fire for like a shoe hack. Have you heard of this?
No.
So a lot of people who influence and create content, and a lot of the stuff they post, they want to look good, obviously. Mm-hmm. So they're going out and they're buying outfits and they're buying expensive shoes and then returning them. And one of them reveals like the hack behind the expensive shoes, because they're not like walking around in them all day. I don't know if that matters to you, but they're buying these high-end shoes and then they'll put tape on the bottom.
So they don't get scuffed.
So they don't get scuffed up. They don't get marked up. So when they're done shooting their video or whatever, they take the tape off, good as new, and then return them.
Gosh.
And a lot of people are like upset about this.
Well, I'm upset of all these people that buy this stuff and then return it, because we hear that about clothes and shoes and all sorts of stuff. All these influencers are flaunting that they have all this expensive stuff. Well,
That's what bothers me.
You don't actually have it. You had it for a minute and then you returned it.
That's the part I don't like. Quit acting. And that's why everyone wants to be an influencer these days, because they see these people in these high-end outfits that they can't even afford.
It's all fake.
And so we're like tricking all the high schoolers and the people in college that want to do this and think they're going to make a decent living. You can, but I mean, it's not everyone does.
It's few and far between.
Exactly.
At least I respect that they're attempting to take care of the shoes.
True.
Right? Rather than return them, because a lot of these influencers are abusing stores, because there are some stores that have very generous return policies, like kind of a no questions that, oh yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it back. You didn't like it? You weren't satisfied? Oh yeah, we'll take it. And that, to me, is sketchy. And they're returning stuff that's got deodorant stains on it.
Ew. Have you guys ever bought something and it's got deodorant stuff?
Oh, yeah, it's gross.
So disgusting.
So at least, you know, if they are returning these shoes, they're returning them scuff-free. That's better, at least. Return them in the condition you got them.
It's not like you're walking around, you're not wearing them on a night out to a party. You're in your little, studio or whatever you're doing, just for a few hours, maybe.
Yeah, they're not out at the bar getting a bunch of beer spilled on them.
I'm still disgusted, but it's not as bad,
yeah,
I guess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you for hanging out with the JV Show on your way to work. Maybe you're dropping the kids off at school a little late, but, you know, I was late every day, too. It's all good. I was always that kid that was late.
Tardy.
Every single day. Tardy, yeah.
Yeah, that's
bad.
And
I always said it wasn't me, it was my mom, which it really was. I'm sticking to it.
Wow, really throwing mom under the bus on this one.
I do think it was her fault.
What if it was you and you're dragging your feet, getting out the door? Like, hurry up and get ready.
No, it probably was.
Don't comb your hair again.
The way I remember it, it was my mom driving too slow.
Probably that. Yeah, your mom looks like a slow driver.
Hey, I can say that about her, not you.
Well, it's not an insult.
All right, Jess is going to lay you a bit of a situation. The phones are open if you would like to call in. 888-333-9490.
A man wants to know, you guys, if he's in the wrong here. So his wife decided to go to an expensive steakhouse with him and four of her close friends from high school. Now, when they're done eating, the wife slips the husband the check and says, the man should always pay for the wife and her friends. So he puts two bills down, which cover the bill for her, for the wife and for him, and then leaves. Does not cover like the bill for the friends. So the wife gets super mad when she gets home because he had left first. When she gets home, she's like, I promised my friends you would pay. My friends made fun of me on the ride home saying I married a man who can't pay for the bill. And so now he's over here questioning it. Like, should I have paid for the bill then? Like, did I overreact? Was I, you know, being like a little crazy with this? Or who is in the wrong here?
So let's ask Graham first, because you are a man.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. A percentage of one.
Sometimes. Yeah. I mean, don't always act like one, right. But whatever that means. So what do you think?
I'm with the guy. When is it customary for me to pay for everybody's dinner bill just because I'm the only guy sitting at the table?
Yeah.
Am I the only one that's never heard of this norm?
No,
I would pay for my wife's meal, of course, if we went out to dinner.
But then there's
going to be four other people I got to pay for, too.
I wouldn't even want my man paying for all of my friends because that's like my money, too.
Right.
Like,
this is wasteful.
You're an adult. Pay for your own food.
Yeah, like, why promise your friends? Like,
exactly.
Yeah,
I would never do that. I do like when my man steps up and he'll pay for, like, my parents or something like that. You know what I mean? But my girlfriends? I'm sorry. Why didn't your man send you with money?
Yeah.
And you want to talk about my man? Oh, he can't afford the bill. Yes, yes, he can. Stop.
Yeah. So he actually.
But he shouldn't have to.
Yeah, he had told his parents, his friends, like, shared the story with a couple of people and was like, you know, did I overreact? But they said he should have paid. So I didn't think people would stand on the side of the wife because to me, I'm like, everybody pays for their own thing. If your man wants to pay for your thing, perfect. But
was this
not your friend?
A birthday dinner? I don't remember if you said
it was
that
a celebration. It didn't specify what kind of celebration.
Do you think that because it was some type of celebration, obviously in honor of the wife, maybe she felt like because I'm inviting you, like, hey, it's on me. Like, you know, when you have, let's say, a birthday party at your house, you don't make people pay for their food. You're feeding them.
I charge people 10 bucks a plate to get in at my house.
No, you don't. Do you think it was something like that?
I think it's different.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying, Selena, because there are times, depending on the nature of the invitation, that is sort of a key factor where there would be times where I would feel like the people that invited But it's like for specific things. I can't even like put my finger on what it is. But there are times where I would feel like, I do need to pay for all these people.
Right.
Or I would assume that if I was going to an event that, the dinner is covered as part of this because they invited me to this thing.
But under general circumstances, I think we all agree, hell no, my man is not paying for you. Let's go to Mariah. Hi, Mariah. What do you think? Should your man have to pay for all your girlfriends?
Hi. No, I feel like this is something that should have been discussed ahead of time. I wouldn't make my husband pay for my friends unless like that's something that we discuss pre-dinner. It's not his responsibility. It's her fault.
Definitely.
Because,
I agree.
Yeah. Miscommunication. Relationships are all about communication. If you don't have that, I don't know what's going on.
Exactly. Thank you, Mariah. Yeah, she just put her man like on the spot. Right then and there.
I think she needs to get new friends because if your friends are making fun of your boyfriend, calling him broke, saying, why isn't he paying for our food? Like, those don't sound like good friends.
Really quick, we are going to move on. You said there's a change coming to iPhones, Graham. Mm-hmm. I don't like this. If you have an iPhone, everyone listen to this.
That's the new iPhone alert, you guys. New iPhone alert. Because today at Apple's headquarters, their annual fall unveiling or whatever, when they showcase all their new stuff, they're going to be breaking out the iPhone 15, you guys.
Ooh.
And it doesn't do anything really that exciting. It's just the new version. But guess what? This new version of the iPhone likely going to have a different charger.
They're going to make us buy new chargers again. We've already been through this and the pain that it was.
Right, but now they're finally joining the rest of the world in technology and going to a USB-C, which is standard on so many other devices. So you'll be able to charge not only your iPhone, but all your other stuff that uses the normal charger that the rest of us are all using for everything else.
I liked having like an iPhone charger and then you have like the Android charger.
Oh, it's
you know
great having extra cords for stuff and having to charge your other devices with one cord, but then you can't use that to charge your iPhone. Let me find the different cord. Yeah, long story short, it's a better move on their part to become more universal, and there is a law in Europe, I think the European Union passed it, so that they want all their devices charged by the same thing, which is smart, because we don't have to make stupid different cords for all this stupid stuff. Have them all charged by the same thing. But when you do go to buy the Apple version, I'm sure they're going to charge you a pretty penny for their special charger of the version of, which is the exact same as the thing that everybody already has.
You know,
but
before,
they're going to make a bunch of money off this.
Like on the last phone that I had bought, they make you buy the charger separate. That,
like the little cube, right?
Yeah,
the little box.
That really made me mad. So at least with this, because it's going to be a regular standard USB, whatever Graham said. I mean, I'm sure we already have that.
You probably. Right?
So we don't need to buy a whole other
cube.
They'll
probably figure out a way to give
to
you
overcharge
like some new thing. Like you actually need this cable to use your universal cable.
Well, Apple if you is want like the official one, which a lot of people will be like, oh, I need the Apple one because I have the iPhone. So naturally, I need that, in not knowing that the thing that's charging your laptop currently will now be able to charge your phone or whatever. But they're going to sell a whole bunch of these. And also, yeah, throw away your old Apple charger, you know, your old iPhone charger, because you're not going to need that one anymore. So let's fill up the landfills with those.
Oh, yeah, about that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before trending, we have some talkbacks.
Good morning, beautiful people. Mama Albert here. I'm back.
Hi.
Well, Balls and Dolls is out.
Oh, no.
Scream Queens are in. And yes, we won our very first dodgeball game yesterday, beginning season of the fall season, and we kick some butt. Go, Scream Queens!
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm sad that Balls and Dolls is out, though.
I know. I loved the team name. Balls and Dolls. Great name.
One more talk back.
Good morning. It's Belinda Melinda. Happy Tuesday. Hope you guys are having a great morning. But yes, the VMAs, NSYNC, will be there. They will be there. I don't know if they're going to perform, present, or whatever, but they're going to be there. But I think it's probably to promote the Trolls movie. I don't know, but JT came through. I'm so excited. Hopefully I can stream it somewhere, because who has cable? Love you guys. Have a good day.
Who has cable?
Yeah, I do.
Graham is the only one. Well, let's discuss NSYNC at the VMAs next. Well, you know, right now.
Yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So, yes, there's been a lot of chatter and talk and speculation about NSYNC reuniting at the VMAs. Fans have been spotting the guys, like, all around New York City. Not together, but just random places here and there within the last 48 hours. Justin Timberlake and Joey and Lance were all photographed, taking pictures of the fans and whatnot as they're, you know, roaming the streets and meeting people and going out to eat and grabbing drinks. JC was pictured riding in a private jet. Where to? Probably New York. The only one that has not been seen in public or anything is Chris. But you can't have NSYNC without Chris, so I'm sure he's going to be there.
Which one is he?
He had the longer hair.
Yeah.
It was like this and it was up.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know how else to describe him. He's Chris.
He's my favorite.
Yeah. So they were all seen around New York City. And sources say, I know this is going to be the sad part, they're not going to perform, but they are going to be presenting during the show, which, you know, we'll take what we can get.
But a performance would have been nice.
I know.
Yeah. Well, but they're not going to perform?
Do you remember the last time they performed? But this is back in 2013 at the VMAs, and they were all moving so slow, and they got, like, roasted for it. So maybe they didn't want to perform. So, but they are going to be there to present, which is just as good. But the VMAs going to be really exciting tonight. Shakira is receiving the 2023 Vanguard Award. Diddy is going to accept the Global Icon Award. Also, I thought this is really cool. The show's making history because for the first time ever, the Artist of the Year category is all women. Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Doja Cat, Nicki Minaj, Karol G, and Shakira, they're all nominated for this award. So it is tonight. The pre-show is at 3:30. The actual award show is at 5. And if you don't have cable, it is going to be streamed live on Paramount Plus, which I need to get now.
There you go.
Is that on the Fire Stick?
Yeah, probably.
Right? Everything is on the Fire Stick.
Yeah.
What do we think this is going to do ratings-wise? Because every award show is just done worse and worse and worse as every year goes by. I don't think anybody's watching this,
no.
Right?
No. Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right, quick update. An MRI has confirmed that Aaron Rodgers did, in fact, fully tear his Achilles tendon. So his season officially over with the New York Jets. He lasted just 4 snaps through 1 incomplete pass. So he's going to finish 0-for-1 with 0 yards passing for his 2023 season. Hopefully he can host Jeopardy on crutches or that little scooter thing, maybe, as he's recovering.
I've always wanted to use one of those at Great America.
But yeah, but you still have one leg that's doing a bunch of work. Although it would be nice, then you'd scoot, 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 and then...
Switch legs.
Yeah,
scoot,
and then
scoot.
Unless you want to use the, like, you know the little scooters at Walmart?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you just have both legs on there?
Yeah, a little ride-on. But yeah, he's going to have a lot of time to fill. Maybe go on another ayahuasca trip or something. I don't know. All right, so we on the JV show recently took a ride in a fully autonomous driverless cruise car here in San Francisco. We had a nice... pleasant ride. Well, not everybody feels the same way about their cars that we do, because on Sunday night, someone decided to grab a hammer and go full-on attack mode on one. This video is up at thejvshow.com if you want to see it. A masked person
hits
the windows and all that sensor equipment on the top of the car with the hammer. They really try to break every square inch of this thing before they eventually run off. Somebody recorded this video of the whole thing from their apartment window, but so far no arrests have been made.
Was this a CEO of Uber? Someone should look into that.
Is under investigation. Could be. To the cruise cars, credit, it actually seemed to hold up pretty well from that intense pounding it got. I mean, I'm sure it's out of service and it needs a lot of repairs, but all the equipment on the top didn't seem to be breaking, I think, like the person thought it would as they wailed on it with a hammer, but the hammer seemed to be bouncing off rather
I'm
than
watching the video.
Pieces bounce off.
Very sturdy.
And the windshield didn't, like, bust out and shatter into anything. It cracked, but I don't think they got the result that they were looking for, although, again, I'm assuming the car is going to need a lot of repairs.
Interesting.
Again, watch that video, though, thejvshow.com.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.